So let's review. Our shiur began with a discussion of the punishment for having corrupt judges. Rabbi Yosi ben Elisha Emir, Emir Isa Dersh Tzoris Rabbis Boisla, Tzeyu Badik Bedayon Yisrael. If a generation has lots of troubles, they should inspect the integrity of their judges, because the Pesukim and Micha teach us that bad things happen in this world as a result of corrupt judges. When judges, Kohanim, and Nevi'im take money for their services, Hashem brings a three-pronged punishment of destroying Yerushalayim, Tzion, and the Har HaBayis. We learn from Pesukim in the first parak of Yeshayahu that the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, will only return to the Jewish people once all corrupt judges will be removed. Incidentally, the Gemara cites a teaching of Ula based on the final pasuk of that parak. Ein Yerushalayim nifta ela b'tzedakah. Ula said Yerushalayim will only be redeemed in the merit of charity. Shenemar tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Ula adds, Ibatli dayane batli gizirfati. If we rid ourselves of our corrupt judges, Hashem will rid us of the Gentile court officers who use physical force against the Jews. Rabbi Melai learns from the pasuk Shevet Moishlim that Talmid Chacham who are either related to corrupt judges or enable ignorant judges to educate will be punished by Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Meloy learns from a different pasuk in Yeshaya that the judges, scribes, lawyers, and litigants at that time were all corrupt. The Gemara cites two additional unrelated statements of Rabbi Melai. First, the Torah calls Yosef a Nazir Echav to indicate that Miyoyim Shapirish Yosef Me'echav Loitom Tam Yain. From the day that Yosef was separated from his brothers, he never tasted wine like a Nazir. Some say that his brothers did not drink wine either. However, Melai says that they only refrained from getting intoxicated, but they did drink wine. Second, B'schar V'ra'achav B'samach B'liboy Zoich L'choshen HaMishpat Aliboy. The reward of Aaron HaKohen for being happy in his heart for Moshe's appointment as the leader of the Jewish people was that he merited wearing the Choshen HaMishpat, the special breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, on his heart. The Gemara returns to the topic of making oil on Shabbos. Sholchu L'bnei Bashkar L'Levi. The people of Bashkar sent three questions to Levi, all of which were answered by Menashe because Levi had died by the time the questions arrived. Kilamahu, what is the halacha about putting up a canopy on Shabbos? He replied, L'mitzinu lo tzad heter, I have not found grounds to permit it. He did not want to inform them of Rami Bar Cheskel's idea that if it's attached to the frame from before Shabbos, it may be put up on Shabbos, l'fisha eina b'nei Torah, because they were not well versed in Torah and were likely to extend any leniencies beyond what the halacha would allow. Keshus b'karmamahu, growing hops in a vineyard, is that considered kalaya karam? Rashi explains the question as follows. Are hops considered yerek, a vegetable, which is klein bekerek, or are hops considered elon, a tree, which is not klein bekerek? He replied, Keshusa bekarma irvuva, it is considered a mixture of klein. He did not want to inform them of Reb Tarfon's lenient opinion that it is not considered klein bekerek, which would make it permissible in chutz la'aretz based on the principle of kol ha'mekel ba'aretz, halacha k'moisa b'chutz la'aretz. When it comes to agricultural halachas that apply in chutz la'aretz only midrabanan, we follow the more lenient opinion, Lefi she'enam b'nei Torah, because they were not well versed in Torah and were likely to extend any leniencies beyond what the halacha would allow. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions three approaches to this issue. Rav held it is mutalik etchila, one may plant hops in the vineyard of chutzlarts. Rav Amram Chasida held it's forbidden and gave malchus to anyone who did it. Rav Misharshu would ask a non-Jewish child to plant it for him. Tesis points out that Rav Amram Chasida and Rav Misharshu both agree that it's halachically permitted, but held it should not be done because they lived among people who were not b'nei Torah. Meis b'yomtiv mahu, may we dig a grave on yomtiv. He replied that the mess may not be buried. Although we have the following ruling of Rava, meis b'yomtiv rish nis'aska b'yamamin, on the first day of yomtiv, we may have non-Jews do the burial. B'yomtiv sheni yis'aska b'yisrael, on the second day of yomtiv, even Jews may do the burial. He did not want to share this leniency with them because they were not b'nei Torah. Rav Chaim bar Gurya says, "Misativ odim bekilo ubechas chaseha the yoytz l'rishus haram b'shabbes v'en l'chayshish." A person may walk out in the rishus haram while wrapped in a canopy with its strings hanging from it, and it's not a violation of carrying the strings, even though these strings, which are sewn to the canopy to hang them over the bed, have no use when the canopy is worn as a cloak. However, hayoytzi betalas she'en mitzuyetzis kelchasa chayev eschatas. One who walks outside in the Rishus HaRam with a talis that does not have tzitzis tied properly is obligated to bring a karma chatas because the tzitzis are chashivi v'loy batli, important, and are not subordinate to the garment and therefore a masli, a burden. the strings of the canopy, loy chashivi ubatli, they are insignificant and subordinate to the canopy. Therefore, since he may wear it as a cloak, the strings are considered part of the garment. The Gemara gives four cases where we may use harama, a subterfuge, to avoid halachic problem. Even though we may not hang a strainer to strain wine on Yom Tov, we may hang it to hold pomegranates and then strain wine in it, provided that you actually use it for pomegranates first. Even though we may not brew beer on Chol HaMoed, if it is not needed for Yom Tov, somebody who has beer in stock may still brew on Chol HaMoed with the excuse that he wants to drink from the new beer on Yom Tov, even if he does not actually drink from that beer. Even though we may not plug a hole in the barrel on Shabbos, because it is a violation of Tikkun Mono, fixing the barrel, Rav Huna ben Rav Chivyon plugged the barrel with a garlic clove, saying that his intention was just to put away the clove, not to plug the barrel. Even though we are not allowed to take boat trips on Shabbos, a Talmid Chacham went to sleep on the boat knowing that the captain would set sail on Shabbos, claiming he just wanted to take a nap. Rav Ashi comments that these haramas were all to avoid an Issa d'Rabbanan. And Suva mirabbanan lo yasi lemeva leketchila. We have no concern that a Talmid Chacham had come to directly violate these Yisurim if we permitted him to utilize the harama. Zak the Mishnah. We may pour water over wine dregs, which are in the strainer from before Shabbos, to extract some of the wine residue on Shabbos, without any concern of sorting the water from the dregs, because the water was clear when he put it in. The Gemara cites Ze'iri, who similarly allows straining clear wine, which is already drinkable, but not murky wine, for which it would be an improvement. However, between the wine presses, even murky wine may be strained, because people are not particular to drink only clear wine, therefore it's not considered an improvement. The Mishnah continues, U'mesanenen esayayin besudaren u'bechfifa mitzvahs. We may strain wine through a cloth or through a palm basket on Shabbos. Rav Shimon bar Chiya only permits using the cloth if it is stretched flat, so that the wine pours evenly through the entire cloth, u'bevad shelo yasa guma. If he makes a depression where it all drains to one area of the cloth, it's forbidden. Rashi gives two reasons. Uvdi dechayl, it appears like a weekday activity. Asu le'schita, he may come to squeeze out the cloth. When using a basket, Rav held that the basket may not be more than a tefach above the floor of the kli that the wine is draining into, since that will be a violation of making an oil. Rav Pop would separate beer from its dregs by slowly pouring the beer from one vessel to another. Even though it might pose a problem of sorting the last few drops by letting them drip from the dregs, the last few drops were not important enough to Rav Papa to sort them from the dregs because he was a beer merchant and he had lots of beer.